This is a preview of events. Truesdell Wealth events can be found on the website for Truesdell Wealth. Visit truesdellwealth.com/events. It is Monday, April 22, 2022, and this preview will remain in the public domain. However, the full episode will be available on the events page until the end of the week. Clients of Truesdell Wealth have full access without restriction. Now, a 5-minute preview of events. The title of this segment is Networking.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. This is Paul Truesdell, and welcome to this week's event with Truesdell Wealth. I'm going to take a deep dive and talk about the world of networking and challenge the conventional wisdom surrounding professional relationships.
Hold your horses. One moment. First, a disclaimer. This is David Hemingway. Be advised, before Mr. Truesdell rejoins us, be advised that due to our extensive holdings and our clients, you should assume that we have a position in all companies discussed and that a conflict of interest exists. The information presented is provided for informational purposes only. Now back to Paul Truesdell and this week's online and on-demand event.
Thanks, David. Okay, so I'm going to question and shake the very foundation of how we approach networking, generally speaking, on the average, on the whole, and for the most part. And I'm going to begin by simply saying this. Instead of asking, what do you do? What if you start with the question, who are you? You know, some people would take offense to that when you say, well, let me ask you a question, who are you? And if somebody takes offense to that, that tells you real quickly that they are emotionally immature. And you cannot, under any circumstance, work with people that are emotionally immature. You see, I've been to more than enough networking events in my 60-plus years, walking this ball of mud we call Earth. And quite frankly, if you think about it, if you went to preschool, which I did not, if you went to kindergarten, which I did, you began learning how to network. In fact, you were networking as soon as you were born, because when you cried, you were looking for attention because you had a need. This is not rocket science. So if you ask a newborn if they could talk, what do? Well, not a whole lot. I'm pretty busy eating, pooping, and growing, and trying to figure out just exactly who I am. So before I tell you who I am, I need to figure out who I am. And don't even ask me what I do, because I really don't do a whole lot. But on the other hand, everything I'm doing is going to reflect profoundly on everything I do in the future. Does any of that make sense? Imagine a little kid saying that to you. So the question, what do? When you start off a networking event, you simply shift the perspective. And this has the potential to truly revolutionize the way you build and maintain connections in the business world. No if, ands. Now, a lot of times when I go networking, I have my business card that has only my name on it. It's called my dick card. And a friend of mine is the one who coined that phrase because they said people will view you as a real dick for handing out a card that only has your name on it. Let me explain to you real quickly the reason why I do that. One, I own my name, paultruesdell.com, and I own truesdell.net. And it's quite frankly a test that when someone hands a business card out, when I give them my card, there's a couple of responses and reactions I get. Number one, what do I do with this? Well, that type of person I'm never going to deal with. I don't want anything to do with them because, frankly, they're stupid. They're ignorant, but they're stupid. Because, you see, an ignorant person doesn't know something. And there's nothing wrong with being ignorant. But a stupid person knows better and either doesn't do it or does the things they shouldn't do. So they're not thinking. Does that make sense? Now, those people usually get upset. One, I eliminated 25% of the people I'm meeting. Another 25% will say something along the lines, okay, I guess I should know you. Now, that's an interesting response because it's very similar to someone who uses just their name, Cher, for example. If Cher had a business card and handed it out and it just simply said Cher on it. Well, let's assume Cher owns her last name or the name Cher, Cher.com. I don't know, but let's just go with that. Well, yeah, you...
This concludes this Truesdell Wealth event preview. Truesdell Wealth events can be found on the website for Truesdell Wealth. Visit truesdellwealth.com/events. It is Monday, April 22nd, 2022, and this preview will remain in the public domain. However, the full episode will be available on the events page until the end of the week. Clients of Truesdell Wealth have full access without restriction. The title of this segment is Networking. Thank you for listening. And by the way, who are you?